There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Right to business, reading me, honey.
Okay. Well, I mean, sweetie, we got on the Zoom, and I said to John, I said, "Well, did you replace my Diet Coke?" Because, as you guys know, John was staying in the most elegant hotel in Manhattan. It was Darren Karp's apartment. And I saw that you made the bed, though, and I love that you washed the sheets. Because you know what?
You did.
Even though I was willing to do it, it was so nice having it already done.
Oh, of course.
It was just nice. It was just, you didn't have to. And it was just nice.
I will say, you know, I had texted you before I was leaving. I think like the day I was leaving, and I was like, by the way, like, cleaned up everything. I washed the towels. I washed
the
sheets.
And
you were
in. Very nice.
That's right. I did on a huge dolly because you had so many things. And when I told you that I washed the sheets, you were like, you did?
Well,
and I was like,
it was nice.
Well, let me publicly say, first of all, yes, the Diet Coke was replaced. I don't know if this was on air. I don't even remember, but I was like, just so you know, like, I was drinking some of your Diet Cokes, and you were like, you're like, help yourself to anything. I mean, replace the Diet Coke, but help yourself.
Just like
to
replace
anything.
Every bite you ever took.
Well,
but
listen.
But feel free to kick your feet up and relax.
Right. And have a good time.
But if a pillow is moved, I'll fucking kill you.
Oh my God. It's so funny you say that because your couch, which I watched a lot of the US Open on,
let's be honest. The TV.
I'm going to get to this.
You're getting to it.
One thing at a time. There's just so much to even
Wait, can I also just, before we jump into it, to say hello and welcome to
Not My
Radishes.
It's so nice.
It's Darren Karp, John Thrasher. Hello, everyone. We're back. I'm back in the United States.
We're wearing the same thing.
It feels good to see you, John. So welcome to Not My Radishes. I didn't sing this morning because whatever. Yeah. But anyway, continue about my pillows.
Quickly about the pillows. Your pillows were like really nice on the couch. And I was like, I want to make sure I don't like get food or drink or anything. Don't say that. Oh my God, I'm so nervous about that. So long story short, for those who don't know, yes, I came to New York. Darren graciously let me stay at her place. I hooked you up.
You got me at a first lady.
I'm going to get to that too.
Okay, we're getting to it.
I have so many thoughts. I just
signed Serena Williams tennis ball, anyone?
Which is behind me. Yeah. Okay. I just want to publicly say thank you so much because I did need to come up for some things and the US Open and all the other things I had fun with. And you really hooked me up. And it would have cost me quite a lot of money to stay in New York City this time of year.
Well,
and you graciously let me. So
you would have done the same. And of course, I'm always happy to help out a friend, your family to me. But I just love that in the first, because you guys know that we have like an outline where, you know, sometimes we add to it. Sometimes we just kind of riff about like where our lives are. And like literally the first thing outside of just saying like Portugal, which of course I'll get to my trip. It just says we need to talk about Morton Williams, which for those who don't know, or I don't know if it's just a New York thing. I could be completely wrong about this, but Morton Williams is just a grocery store. And it's like a common grocery. It's not just a grocery store.
It is not just. And we'll get to that.
It's a hellscape, people. It's a hellscape, but it's not as bad as Christie's. And I'm just going to say that. But I live across the street from
a convenient.
Morton, which is so convenient. And also has a Morton Williams wine store, which is also very nice, liquor store. So all of that is great. And I will say for me, I tend to go to Morton Williams, like just for a few items here and there. You know, I'm cooking.
Same.
I need arugula. I need a mustard. I'm not doing a big grocery shop there just to give whatever you're about to say.
Well, you don't even know.
Color. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm just giving a little context, a little color commentary.
if I may jump in,
yeah.
I think you're thinking, I think that you're thinking I'm going to say something bad. I am obsessed.
Whoa.
With Morton Williams. Now, let me tell you something. I went into Morton. First of all, they're open till 1 a.m.
Yeah, that I know.
Love.
Obviously. Yeah, that's,
love.
It's New York, baby. It's New York.
I know it is New York. But what I noticed since I've left New York, I guess is how I'm putting it now, a lot of places are closing up a little bit earlier.
The McDonald's downstairs during the day closes at midnight. During the weekend, up to 2. But if the supermarket is open later than the McDonald's,
something's weird, right?
Mercury the world's is in upside retrograde. Mercury is in retrograde.
But I want to say I came back from the U.S. Open because I think I got there. I'm forgetting now. I don't even remember. But like one of the first days when I was at your place, I got back from the U.S. Open kind of late because I went to the night match. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so hungry. I didn't really eat there, and the food they have there isn't the best anyway.
It's like $100, too.
Like, and it's so expensive.
Like a dry chicken sandwich.
I know. It's terrible. I mean, it really is bad. It's the only bad thing about the U.S. Open. But anyway, so I'm walking back from the subway or whatever, and I'm like, that Morton Williams is there, but it's not going to be open, is it? Oh, it was not only open, it had plenty of time to shop. So let me tell you something. I walk into this grocery store, and Darren, let's be honest, maybe you haven't lived in some of the neighborhoods I've lived in, but grocery stores in New York City are just truly, like you were just kind of describing and what I think you were expecting me to say, like a hellscape. They're not
hellscape.
Great. Yeah.
Or
this one?
The good ones are like you're walking into paradise. When you
paradise.
Walk into like a D'Agostino's, you're like,
yeah.
Or a Citarella. You're like, I'm on a yacht.
And they're, and they're nothing like supermarkets in the suburbs, you guys. Like, you know, standalone supermarket buildings that feel like posh, elegant yachts.
Yeah.
You don't really get that in New York City. So when I walked into Morton Williams, and I'm telling you, every single thing was perfectly on the shelf. All the cheeses smelled fresh.
Oh.
I mean, everything you can imagine. Here's another thing I really liked about it that made it feel like a yacht.
Yeah.
It's all brand name things. There's really no like generic or like store brand stuff. It's all brand name. Not that that's a big deal, but you know, it's just, it
yeah,
made me
it's
feel.
It's a nice little touch. It's a nice touch.
It wasn't even super expensive. Like, you know, inflation alone has made, especially groceries. I'm sure we're all listening to
but
this.
But it's still like more, if I'm doing like a mage grocery shop, I'm usually still a Trader Joe's gal just because it's such a cheap price point compared
to
Morton Williams that like.
Right.
I really would only go. So wait, did you buy ingredients to like cook that late? Or did you buy
That was really just like I bought some cereal and some milk. And then I bought, another thing that's replaced in your fridge, which I don't even think you noticed, was the string cheese.
String cheese. I noticed.
You did. Okay.
And the funny thing is I had string cheese in there.
Yeah. Well, I ate quite a few. Like you had way more.
But I looked at the, and I was like, oh, did I have
Sargento.
Another string cheese? No. And I was like, Did I buy the Sargento?
Yeah.
Because I bought it at Costco, which is massive. And I think it was Polio. And then I was like, did I buy 2 string cheese? And I was like, no, John probably bought it. And thank God he did, because when I looked at the other string cheese, it had expired during when I was on vacation.
Think about that.
No, it was good when you were here, but it expired. Like, it always says like
gotcha.
Best Buy.
Of course.
September
right.
8th. And it was September 14th.
Whatever.
So I was
day.
Like, oh, well, I have this new pack and there's only like a few left. So I was like, okay.
I'm going to indulge. Yeah.
I mean, normally I don't have a, did you throw away those cookies that I had?
No.
Were they moldy?
No, I did eat one. I didn't eat the whole thing. There were only like 5 left. I ate one and then they were really, really, really stale.
And so you threw them out, right?
I did throw them
out. Okay,
because
I wasn't sure if it was, I couldn't remember.
Sorry, I forgot about that though. I should have replaced them.
Totally fine. Those are the best. The palm.
Oh my God. Where did you get those?
Costco. They're amazing.
Okay, because I went to Morton Williams, my new favorite supermarket, and they were not there. So I was like, Darren must have done some kind of special delivery on these.
No, Costco. They're literally fantastic. But no, it was nice to have you.
Thank you so much for bringing
Wait, the packages and everything. And it was.
Can
really
I say
nice.
One last thing about your apartment?
Yeah.
Guys, if you're ever in New York City, hit up Darren. No matter where you are, hit up Darren.
Great.
Bring a change of clothes.
Great.
And prepare to take a shower in her guest bathroom. By the way, she has multiple bathrooms. That's how Luxe, she is.
Yeah, very luxe.
I stayed at an Airbnb last December that had an amazing shower. I think it, I have to say it's probably the best shower I've ever been in. Your shower, first of all, it's not even just the, what is it? How would you call it? Like a falling rain shower head?
It's not the size, baby. It's the
it's not.
It's not the size, even though it has a big shower head, which is key. Yeah. It's good shower pressure.
That's what I was just going to say. First of all, the shower head is like literally the width of my whole body, which these days is quite big. it falls on you like rain. However, as Darren just mentioned, the problem with rainfall shower heads is they don't have great water pressure, but Darren's does. Now, let me say one other thing, because I'm on a roll right now. I'm on a roll.
Go ahead.
Hit Darren up. It's part of a Patreon perk. If you're a super fan, you can take a shower in her bathroom. I will say another thing.
We should add that. We should just add
Why not? Yeah.
If you can find it.
Yeah. If you can find Darren's apartment, she will invite you in.
You can use my shower.
Let me say this. People could check on social media and maybe like triangulate where I was staying. So be careful with that.
They can. I know they can.
Especially true crime listeners.
Yes.
So one last thing, and then I'm going to move on because your apartment was so comfy, so warm, and so, inviting.
I mean, the couch is the best part, but yes.
The couch is really nice, but I'm still in the bathroom. I'm still in the shower because I'm using Neutrogena. Rain shower body wash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Is this a Costco thing?
Costco.
Now let me tell you something. I signed up for Costco a year ago. How many things do you think I bought from there? Zero.
No. Well, it's because you're not a smart person though. I told you this before. Like that you don't have a good intellectual sensibility about you. You're just not.
That's fair.
You're just one of those people that's just like not putting two and two together. You know what I mean? Like that's just you. You're just not that way. I love you.
No.
I love you, but well, literally everything that everyone loves about our apartment, everyone's like, oh my God, where'd you get that rug? And I'm like, Costco.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, I'm telling you, this Neutrogena, what is it called, Darren? Rainforest Bath Wash?
Yeah, it's like Bed Bath and Beyond. It's like Bath
Life Changing
Wash or something. Yeah, it's really nice and it comes huge. It's funny because I was having drinks when I was doing E Daily Pop in LA. I don't know if I said I was having drinks at the EP. And I'm walking there and like she was like, oh my God, I love those leggings on you. Like they look great on you. And I was like, Costco.
Oh my God.
She was
even
like,
the leggings?
You know,
oh,
she was
dear.
Like, she was like, what? I was like, yeah, my girlfriend brought them for me. And I was like, they're actually great. Like, it's just that you need to go there. Like eyeglasses, everything. Like they just
everything imaginable. Here's the thing about Costco in my head. I think immediately bulk purchasing, and I don't want to do that.
Well,
but it's maybe not bulk purchasing, is it?
I mean, you're definitely getting, you're not getting like, if you're going to buy them, you're not getting like a little small mustard there. Like it's not grocery shopping in that way because
right,
you're going to get like, you know, you're not getting like a pack of 6 Evian. You're going to get a pack of 24 Evian, you know, but at the same time.
And it's cheaper overall, probably.
It's cheaper overall, but at the same time, like the houseware stuff, like they're it's not like you're buying 8 rugs. You're buying like really good rugs at great prices. Electronics there are amazing. Like Nadine looked at Roombas at Costco. Like just in general, Costco just has great.
Now you're talking my language.
Apple Roombas. Watches. They have cheaper Apple Watches than they do. Like,
I also heard. Oh wait, we forgot about. I also forgot that one of my friends told me that at Costco they have like an unlimited return policy on like certain electronics.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like the LL Bean of all that. But they just have really good customer service. I mean, it obviously started as like, you know, for restaurants to get their products, you know, buying in bulk or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they opened it up to consumers. And I will say, because my mom is a huge fan and all of my friends in LA are huge fans, and given the prices of it now, Costco gas is so much cheaper than other places, and everyone like lines up to do Costco gas. So,
well, I'm
big
excited.
Fan.
I love it. I have so much. We have so much to catch up on. I feel bad for spending so much time in your apartment, but it was very, very kind. And by the way, your doormen, lovely.
God, those are great
just
guys.
The nicest people I've ever met. So
I
sweet.
Don't think you
they
knew
all
that,
knew my name.
Well, I don't think you knew that every time you ordered food, they call one of us. So they called Nadine.
That.
They called Nadine.
I was thinking that that was going to happen.
She
oh my God, I'm so sorry.
She was like, hello. And they're like, oh, you have food delivery? And she was like, food delivery? She's like, she's not here right now. She's doing like food delivery. And she was like, oh, John. And then like I picked up a call at midnight being like, your tie's here. And I was like,
I want to cry.
You can let them up. Cry. No, it was, we were actually laughing about it. Like we were like, John ordered Chinese tonight. Like we would text each other. We were like, his Greek is here. Like we were just like dying laughing about it. Like, no, it was totally fine. Totally fine.
That is my worst fear, because what was happening was the first several times I was, by the way, I ordered a lot because
they
just
left it in the front and you didn't even notice it.
Well, no, they were like ringing the doorbell or whatever without calling or doing anything. And my phone number was on the Seamless order, you know, when I ordered through my app. So I just thought.
Yeah, but not in my apartment. That's why.
No, not to the apartment. So like when they were just going through without your hearing from you or even Nadine, I was like, oh, maybe they're not even calling them, because anyone who lives in New York knows when you have a doorman, like they will call you before they let somebody up. And then like halfway through my trip, you're like, by the way, if you ordered food, it's on your way. And I was like. Wait, have you been getting these calls every single time? And then I thought Nadine, whom I haven't even met in person, we have a lovely rapport, is probably getting calls in the middle of whatever she's up to these days. And I'm just like, I don't want to ruin these people's day, like in whatever time zone you're in.
No, it was honestly, we were teasing you. We were like, oh, John gets his Diet Coke delivered to the door. Like we were just teasing. No. It was honestly, it was very funny.
Okay,
it was nice to know to have you here.
Thank you.
I had.
Yeah, how was your trip?
I know, because I feel like we recorded when I was away, but we haven't done an NMR. We'll have to talk about you and Megan doing NMR and see you know, how that went.
Yeah, well, listen.
Taxidermy
teen
over there.
But
teen.
Let's just say your job may be a little more on the line.
Yeah, I'm on the bubble, as they say. Mm. I'm on the bubble. Mm-hmm. No, that was very nice of her to fill in. Honestly, absolutely. I just. Given Wi-Fi and everything that I had going on there, it was just better to kind of just do a bigger NMR afterwards. Yeah. I mean, Portugal, John, you've never been, right?
Have you ever
been?
I haven't. Nope.
Do you know anyone that's ever gone or family,
it's
friends,
so
anything
weird.
Like that?
You know, our mutual friend, Eric McIntyre.
Yep. He was in Portugal when I was there.
He was in Portugal at the same time. And then I had like one or two other friends that were like posting from Portugal. And I'm like, was there like a Groupon on Portugal? Not that that's what you were using, but
no,
like,
but like
goodness.
So true. And like, it's really not an American destination. It's really a European place because it's right there. And it's like Americans don't go there, which is one of the reasons I think that we all wanted to go there. So we went to Lisbon, which is obviously, you know, the main city, and then drove down to the Algarve.
Where your people are from, of course, Lesbians.
The Lesboas. And Lisbon is like New York City. It is it's very hilly.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Like it's in terms of New York City, it's like you walk out, it's a very walkable city. Like you can walk anywhere, you can get everything. There's cafes all over the place. There's great shopping. The oldest bookstore in the world is in Portugal, is in Lisbon. Like the oldest one ever. So we went there. There's all these castles. It's very, very hilly. Like so much so that I thought about like my parents are in their 70s, you know, and like it felt like one of the last kind of trips where it's like my parents could definitely make that happen. But, you know, it's a little bit slower because my parents are in their 70s and like it's definitely not for the faint of heart. Like the streets are gorgeous. They're all stones and it's not really even paved roads. It's just like cobblestones and it's beautiful, but it's also like it's slippery. It's kind of hard to walk on. Like you certainly can't wear heels. Not that I'm wearing heels, but it's like just not for the faint of heart type of city. I'll say that. But oh my God, like it is so, and people told me this before I went and I almost didn't believe it. It is cheap. Like,
yeah, you texted me that. I was interested in that.
It is so cheap, you know, like.
You mean cheap to the American dollar? Is that what you mean? Like,
well, the euro in general right now is really great. But bottle of wine at dinner, which was amazing because, you know, Portuguese wine, $8. Beer was $2. Coffees were $1.30. Like that just doesn't happen in the United States. Everyone was so lovely. You know, it's funny because especially when you're kind of going, and I went to Florence for a little bit afterwards. Like when you're going from country to country, I had this when I remember I went to Paris and Barcelona back in June.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm trying to, you know, when you say like bonjour, you're talking like in different languages, you forget to switch it. You know, so sometimes like I'll be like, oh, gracias. And I'm like, but wait, no, I'm in Portugal. You have to say obrigado. And so I was like, I kept saying that. And then when I went to Italy, you know, you'd walk in and I'd be like, ciao, obrigado. And you're like, no, it's grazie. Like, so you're just kind of like are trying to get all of that kind of there. But everyone was so lovely. And it really is. It's just so cheap. It's like this untapped gem.
Wow.
And speaking to these true crime fans, first off, I was in Praia da Luz, which, as we know, I said this on last week's episode, Madeline McCann. Yep. But then we went up to Évora for a night before I had to fly. And at Évora, there's this old chapel of bones, this like chapel off this church.
I saw your Instagram.
And these monks in the 17th century exhumed 5,000 bodies to create that chapel of literal bones of just like human skulls. And I had gone to the catacombs in Paris with Carson years ago. I don't even know if we even had Martinis and Murder back then. I think it was like 2016. Might have been later than that, but and that was very reminiscent of it. But it was so cool. And the thing about Europe is like it's old. Every building has history. You know, it's been around for centuries. You know, so it's so different than the United States in that way. And
this isn't Hudson Yards. Okay?
No, this is not Hudson Yards. This is definitely not Hudson Yards. What a wonderful country. Would love to go back. I highly recommend it for everyone. There's obviously way more to see than even I could, but Lisbon was truly a gem, and the food was just, whether or not you're going to like a random place or a place that you have reservations, some of the best food you'll ever have. The seafood was out of this world. Like, you just feel better there. I felt great.
I was just talking to a friend about this because when I was in Mexico in May for a wedding, even in the hotel where it was like all you can eat, whatever, what's it called when it's like everything, all
like
inclusive.
A buffet? Oh, all inclusive.
All inclusive. Even the food there, I was like, after a couple of days, I was like, God, the American food, I don't know. I eat relatively healthy in America, but I never feel as good as I do when I'm traveling.
Never. Like,
isn't that weird?
I have stomach issues and like, you know, I smoke weed. I wasn't smoking weed on vacation, and that usually helps my stomach. And, you know, it just helps helps nausea. You know, they give it to cancer patients to help their nausea, you know, so it definitely helps
I didn't know that.
And like, you know, that's what it was mostly used for medicinally. And so I knew that that helps. So I'm not smoking. So I was like, oh my God, am I going to be hungry at the right times? Am I going to be this? And you're just, I don't know what it is. It's like clean eating. And, you know, I drink on this podcast and I drink on the show, but like something about just having like a fresh beer, you know, you just want to have that there. And
totally.
It was really, honestly, it was lovely. And I would love to go back. I can't wait to go back. And not for nothing, but when you live on the East Coast, New York, for example, it's a 6.5 hour plane.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
No,
quick,
it's
a
like,
little jaunt over
it's like
the
flying
over
LA,
the ocean.
Basically.
Yeah,
so
right.
It was honestly lovely, and you know, there's something always exciting about getting a passport stamp.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me? I was looking through my previous passport, which was my first one, and I was like, did I get all the stamps I need? Was I here? Was I there? When was I there? Oh, I'm so cultured. Look at me.
You're so cultured. It reminded me of and I don't know why, but you remember when we were kids or like younger teenagers, and McDonald's did the Monopoly games, you know, like,
oh, I love that.
It reminds me of that a little bit, where it's like, you want this, you want to fill up this thing. Like, it reminds me of that, where it's like, can I fill up all these pages? Like, it makes me think of that. And it was great. It was awesome. I definitely felt like I was away for a long time. I got to go to Florence for two nights. I was away for,
I was like,
almost 3 weeks.
Well, I remember when I went to Watch What Happens Live. I'll just mention that really quickly.
Who helped
Thank
you
to Darren Karp for weird. Hooking a girl
don't,
up.
Don't know who that is.
Don't know who that
course.
Is.
Of course. Even Nadine was jealous, by the way, because I was like,
was she?
I was like, oh, John's going to stay in our apartment an extra few days because I got him into Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. And she was like, Hillary and Chelsea Clinton? And I was like, yeah, Watch What Happens Live or whatever. She was like, and I was like, babe, you're work. Like, you can't make it.
You can't
it's
make it.
It's a Johnny boy thing.
She's working. Sorry,
She's working.
Guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you so much for that. I was in the audience. For those of you who followed along, Darren and I have been bartenders. Darren's been bartenders many times, but the two of us have been on 3 times, I believe.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to go from that over to like the audience. I had never been in the audience of the show, and it was really, really captivating. And they were just so warm and friendly, like politics completely aside. Like, it was just a really, whether you like them or not, they were just like a really, they were really
nice.
Great guests. Yeah.
I've told you my Hillary story, right? Of like,
I don't know. Maybe tell me,
you know, again, I think politically, I'm just taking this aside. I'm just talking about as a person. 'Cause like, whatever. But when I was first working for Andy, I think it was like 2013, and he was hosting the CFDA Awards, you know, these very big fashion. It's like the fashion award show to kind of be at. You know, everyone in fashion is very snooty. It's very high end. It's very Devil Wears Prada, you know, and he took me and we're behind the stage and he's hosting and we're behind the stage and I'm standing there with Ralph Lauren, Oscar de la Renta. I'm standing next to all these guys, and Hillary Clinton's there. And so everyone's like waiting around. Again, it's me and like all these people with Andy, and Hillary's going down the line and like introducing herself to all these people. And she gets to me and she goes to shake my hand. And she's like, hi, you know, I'm Hillary Clinton. And I was like, I'm Andy Cohen's assistant. And she said, well, what's your name though? And I was like, it was such a good lesson for me at that young age. And it was such a pivotal moment. Again, politics aside, but she was Secretary of State then.
I was going to say, that's right.
She was under Obama. And I just remember thinking like, yeah, like I'm not only am I not necessarily what I do, but I'm not really attached to anyone. Like I'm an individual first. Like no matter what, my association with Andy, my association with this podcast, my association with my job, my association with my parents, like I'm Darren Karp kind of first. And it was such a good, empowering lesson that I'm not even confident like she knew that she was kind of doing,
was
but I just remembered that, and it
that's
really
beautiful
it,
though
it stuck with me. It certainly stuck with me, so I will always kind of give it up to her for
great.
That in just a personal way for me.
That's amazing. I had a very similar, almost exact same situation with Andy Roddick, the tennis player.
Yeah,
I was working at the U.S.
Andy
Open.
Erotic.
Andy Erotic.
Stop, guys! Please, please.
I was working at the U.S. Open. I was the Arthur Ashe Kids Day, which is an event that they do the day before the Open. I was the social media consultant at the time. This was 10 years ago, and we were backstage, just similar to you. And I walked up to Andy. Let me tell you something. I don't get starstruck at all. Like I really don't.
But for
and
tennis
I'm thankful.
Stars, I feel like
but
you
tennis
would.
Tennis is a different thing. I was
or like
very,
Spice and, Girls, you would be.
Oh, more on that in a minute.
Oh. Okay.
And Andy was sitting with like a couple other tennis players. And at the time, you know, he was a pretty big tennis star. I mean, he always has been, really.
Yeah.
And I was capturing content. And this was very early on in my kind of like public facing celebrity career, you know, like I don't, that was like before I had even moved to New York City, just to give you some idea. So anyway, I walk up to him and I'm like kind of nervous, and I would say I might be even a little bit shaky, you know. I was just like you know, because he's kind of known to have like a temper too. That's why I was like, I don't want to bother him. But anyway, I walk up to him like, hi Andy, I'm gonna be or I said, I'm the social media person here for Arthur Ashe Kids Day. And he looks up at me, and I thought he was going to be like, leave me alone. He had this face on him, and he was like, well, what is your name? And I was like, oh, right. Yes, I'm John Thrasher. Nice to meet you. He's like, your last name is Thrasher? That's amazing. And I was like, oh, my God, yes.
You're like,
so anyway, I was like,
ooh.
But yeah, so almost exact same kind of story there. And I
it's
think
it's important
maybe,
though. And I think that especially when it's around someone that, you know, carries a lot of weight to them, you know, that
for
like,
sure.
regardless of your personal opinion, or if you're a tennis fan, or if you are a Democrat or in politics or even give a shit, like when people like that have weight in, you know, a lot of other people's lives, there's definitely that impact. And I always think that was just like a good, important lesson. So I love that it happened for you with Andy. And, by the way, like, just to switch gears for just a moment, a lot of big tennis news, by the way. I went to Portugal, and the world was good.
I came
back to Portugal. Serena's out. Federer's out.
Federer's out.
Is tennis even alive? Nadal lost. Like, what is Nadal happening? Lost.
Well, what's happening is
and
Father
also,
Time. Yeah.
Sorry, I have to say this too. Djokovic can't play in the U.S. Open, but the fans that are watching Djokovic, who don't have to be vaccinated, can watch him play. But he cannot play. So the audience can be unvaccinated, but he cannot be unvaccinated and play.
Well, not only that, he can't get into the country.
You're right. He
That's
can't get into the country.
Playing.
But
yes.
like other people in theory could.
Yeah, I know. It's controversial.
That's
Listen,
a tennis thing, not a United States thing, though.
No, it's a U.S. thing. He can't come into the country because he's unvaccinated. He can't literally come in.
But that's, I guess I didn't know if that was a rule still because I feel like people can come back into the like unvaccinated people can leave our country and come back. Is it like not citizens? Is
if
that
you're
American,
yes. If you're an American, you can come and go as much as you want, but non-Americans cannot enter the country without being vaccinated, which is why you can't play. And this isn't just America. Like Australia was the same way. You might remember us talking about that in January.
I get it. It just seems a little silly considering the fact
that
like
At this
people
point,
are people like. An unvaccinated American is the same as an unvaccinated Serbian.
Right.
You know, so it's if you're watching it, like, I get wanting to be vaccinated. I'm not saying he's smart for not doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm pro-vax. No, yeah. I'm just saying that, like, the rule's a little weird.
It is weird, especially at this point.
At
COVID is still a thing. Let's not forget that. And we'll talk about my family emergency in a minute. But
yes,
I mean, at this point,
personal responsibility, though, is now really what people are going with. You know what I mean?
It's just surprising that that's still an issue to get into the country for foreigners. Like, what's the difference between an American and a foreigner doing this? I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you.
But anyway, back to Serena and Federer.
So, yes, Serena we retired. Serena announced, and we had talked about it, and I got to see her first round match. It was phenomenal. She won, which, quite frankly, I wasn't expecting because she hadn't played great all summer leading up to the U.S. Open, and then she played amazingly at the U.S. Open. She lost her third round match. She probably could have won that. That was like a weird, kind of unfortunate way that played out, but nonetheless, the one and only, the woman I've put all of my, you know, heart and soul into for the last literally 20 years has retired from the game. And in fact, she is technically evolving away from tennis. That's her term. She doesn't want to use the word retire. She's evolving away. Yep. I know, Darren, you really want to dunk on her, but you're biting your tongue.
It's not a dunk. It's just that, like, it's not a dunk because, like, Serena can do whatever she wants. She's earned right, I think, for sure. I just always find it funny. It's like in Housewives world, you know, when, like, Dorinda's like, well, Andy put me on pause. And all the Housewives are like, you were fired, you know? And it's I just love the media training where because it's like, sweetie, you know?
It's true. Listen,
we know.
But I kind of like it too. Yeah. And then just this morning, you know, we're recording this on a Thursday night, but this morning I woke up and I had a million notifications. Three of my friends texted me that Roger Federer retired. And this one was a little bit more surprising in a way because he had been out since last Wimbledon last summer and had basically told everybody, you know, I'm going to go get my knee surgery, but I have full intentions of coming back in 2023.
Right.
So no one really knew what the status was for a while, but he's 41. He's older than Serena. Yeah.
That's old for a tennis player.
It's not only old, but he's had multiple knee surgeries at this point. I think he had a back injury at some point recently, too. So it was definitely father time was saying it's time for him. Serena, on the other hand, was pretty healthy and playing at an extremely high level. She beat the number two player in the world at the U.S. Open this year. That's nothing to...
I mean, I think a lot of people thought, from everything that I had listened to, and you know this way more than me, obviously, but I honestly feel like a lot of people thought she was going to be out the first round.
Myself included, yeah. I mean, she hadn't played for a year and then came back at the beginning of July. So, nonetheless, a lot of things going on. Carlos Alcaraz was the U.S. Open winner. He's the youngest
American number one.
No, he's a Spanish player, actually.
Oh, he's Spanish. Okay.
Yeah. He's the youngest male number one in the history of tennis. He's a phenom. He's 19 years old.
Wow.
The fact that he won this is kind of crazy. Keep an eye on him, Darren. He's slowly emerging to be one of my new faves. I'm just going to say that.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, in the matter of basically 2 weeks, you know, the tennis world and sports world has really dramatically changed.
Tennis right now, and you get this with all sports, I think, you know, when Derek Jeter retires, certainly when Tom Brady goes in and out. But I think right now, especially, and this will happen when LeBron retires, certainly when Kobe died. But right now, tennis is kind of going through that thing of, like, here's the transition from old generation to new generation. Like, these are the new players now that we're
going to...
Carlos is going to be a name that in 5 years, it's like Rafael Nadal, and we're just, you know, ripping off of it, essentially,
The fact that Alcaraz won the same tournament that Serena retired is the perfect example of what you're talking about.
It's
changing
God
of the guard.
God closing a window, opening a door, whatever the fuck. Like, it feels that way. Certainly, I think. Like, it definitely gives that, for sure.
That's true. And speaking of evolving, not necessarily away, but evolving, Darren, while you were in Portugal, your brand new show, Yay! Killer Questions with Darren Karp, has premiered.
Oh,
those are the equivalents of our like our loud like horn.
Yeah,
like, beep, beep,
beep, beep, yeah, I know. That's what I was just trying to do. It. Yeah,
that's what you did.
Killer Questions. Tell us all about it.
Well, first off, you had a little bit of a little hand in it. So
I did.
I will say that in people's first reaction, which I always really enjoy, is like, did you leave John?
Are you still doing shit? I know. That's what I kept.
I always say who. I always say
you got me on that one. I didn't think you were gonna say you were gonna say
who's that guy? And I would say no, of course. Like John and I are always doing it, so it's just like I'm really excited. It's actually kind of like a second season of Betrayal.
Yeah.
But this one really, I think, tackles kind of the heart of me. And John, you were you were there at the beginning before you got your new job, which we'll get to in a moment.
Yeah.
But you know. I think they always said like the Darren is in the details. I ask a lot of questions. I am obviously on this podcast always being like, what the fuck? How can this happen? You know, we always feed off of each other with that. And so this kind of podcast takes that part of myself. And, you know, it usually every single week we're going to have 10 episodes that are launch every Monday. And it takes a new case every single week and essentially get someone who was on that case. We have an attorney in a lot of cases or a hypnotist expert in others.
Which, by the way, that episode I can't wait to hear.
Oh my god!
Because I was researching that when I was leaving, and oh boy, the hypnotist episode.
Wait till you get to the Tommy Ziegler episode because we got to actually talk to Tommy's attorney, and it's an ongoing case because he's trying to appeal what's going on with him, and it's actually, it's literally in real time me realizing that this dude is 100% innocent, and he's just sitting on death row. So just wait till you kind of get to that, but. It's really a passion project of mine. It's with Investigation Discovery, and I'm really excited about it. So please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe to Killer Questions with Darren Karp. It won't take away from Shaken and Disturbed. It will only help us. So
there's plenty of room in the true crime sea for these fish to swim in, and so to speak.
Absolutely.
And we'll link to this in the show notes. So if you're listening to this, check out the show notes, and you can click right into Darren's show. That's a great segue into something I wanted to clear up.
Wait, can I just say the bullet point on here? Can I say the bullet point?
Yeah.
Okay, this next bullet point. Explaining John's job, LOL.
LOL. Well, it's a great segue because a lot of listeners who may just pick up tidbits here and there may not have the full picture of what's going on in my life, which is very connected to your life, really, Darren. Aside from our friendship, our professional relationship is expanding. So, to be clear, because a listener posted on Facebook, wait, John's not at Oxygen anymore? And I was like, honey, where have you been? That was a while ago at this point.
That feels like so long ago.
I know, it does. Sometimes it feels super long, and sometimes I'm like, I feel like I could just click right back in with that job and with those people because I love them so much. So it's true. I'm no longer at Oxygen. And I reply, and thank you, Cheyenne, for even being concerned about it. I left Oxygen in January of 2021. Darren and I left Martinis and Murder about the same time. We wanted to start our own show. As most of you probably know, Martinis and Murder is owned by Oxygen. So we weren't able to sort of take that with us. So we started Shaken and Disturbed, which is now, oh my God, Darren, a few months away from being 2 years old already, which is crazy. And frankly, you know, I think we talked about this a little at the top of our show back in February of 2021, but we wanted to own and manage and retain all of the rights to our show. You know, think about it. Like, remember the drama with Taylor Swift? She's re-recording her new albums. That's kind of like what we're doing over here. This is the John and Darren version, not the Taylor version.
Well, yeah, and you can. And we, I think you know, it also gave us the room to have our a little bit more of opinions about things, as opposed to always, you know, we used to joke on Martinis and Murder that it should be called allegedly because we used to have to just put
allegedly,
that in every single sentence. And like, even though now I think it's good practice to do that because I do think.
We both
believe, you know, in innocent until proven guilty. And so until we have all the facts about everything. But it also kind of breaks up conversation in a way that doesn't feel natural. And when you're able to kind of talk freely, it just helps in this regard. So, yes.
And even things like Patreon. I mean, we, you know, full disclosure, we were trying to make a Patreon happen with Martinis and Murder. We wanted to do the bonus content and connect with the super fans of the show, but it was just too complicated. So anyway, that's why we started Shaken and Disturbed. At that same time, I transitioned over to Space Station Productions, when I was there, I was put on a little show in the middle. Like, they were in the middle of getting everything figured out with Darren Karp, called Betrayal with Darren Karp. Well, what do you know? I know this woman, and I produced Betrayal with Darren Karp with the lovely Darren Karp. So was there all the way up until July of this year. I was developed and concepted Killer Questions, actually, Darren at the helm as well. So we kind of did this together and was working on the very early pre-production days of Killer Questions. Frankly, Darren and I went through and we found all these great episodes. So I'm so excited to hear them recorded. I left Space Station right before you guys started recording. So most of the research was underway. Left Space Station. And now, guys, I am at A&E Networks full time.
Ow, ow.
That's right. And I am the senior producer across A&E and Lifetime podcasts. So,
and some A&E of these shows is sister networks or owns a lot of different properties for those out there. So I'm sure you guys.
That's a great question. Yeah. Yes.
You can explain that, so, I'm sure.
Yeah. A plus E Networks, how I call it, owns the following networks.
Properties.
Yeah. A&E, A ampersand E, which you can turn on and watch right now. Lifetime, History.
Yep.
Vice, and a handful of others, but those are the ones that kind of offer the podcasts, which is what I'm specifically doing. I'm a senior producer on the podcasting team, so I oversee A&E and Lifetime. So two of the shows that are true crime shows that you guys might already be listening to, I Survived and Cold Case Files, and a newly launched Lifetime podcast called Crime of a Lifetime, I oversee those productions. So you're here at the very end of all these new episodes, senior producer John Thrasher. So that's go right. Check those out. So thank you for caring. I'm sorry I took all this time to tell you, but I felt like I did owe you guys a sort of explanation. And no, I'm not at Oxygen anymore, but I still love all of those people that I worked with. And
in the
I
true crime space,
great.
Obviously, which is
yeah,
great.
Of course.
So,
absolutely.
So that's very nice. And yeah, we're just excited to have you in a different capacity.
That's right. And one last thing I wanted to say before we move on is that I want to say thank you to everybody. Last week, Darren was in Portugal still, and literally the only time I could record was not workable for us. I had a family emergency. My grandmother was in the hospital. She's fighting COVID. She's doing well, I'm happy to report.
I was going to ask about the update there. I obviously had known about this, but I'm not going to say John's business, so it's up to you to say that. But is she doing, how is she doing?
Yes, she, you know, it's been difficult. It's been very emotionally heavy. She's obviously my grandmother, so she's much older. Without getting into all of her details, I'll just say that it was a little uncertain in the beginning. She's had several healthy, positive days, which is really exciting.
That's great.
And hopefully she'll be home sooner or later. So we typically don't want to do those rerun episodes, but unfortunately, you know, life happens. And, you know, not that the reruns are that bad, but we wanted to give you guys new episodes. But we are back now, and hopefully everything will work out. And yeah, thank you guys for being so patient.
Yeah, obviously keep us afloat of your grandmother, because we're all thinking about her.
Thank you.
And yeah, guys, we wanted to give you an extended NMR because I wasn't around for
a little bit.
This is a long one, but we have a little bonus thing that we're going to do. We are recording this on a Thursday, September 15th, and we are going to do something exclusively for Patreon right now about Adnan Syed, the breaking news that happened there. We have a lot of opinions, John and I do. So if you aren't on Patreon and you want to hear that episode, please join. And if you are on Patreon, please enjoy our Adnan Syed breaking news NMR.
That's right. We'll see you guys on Sunday for a brand new non-rerun full episode.
Yeah. Ooh, thanks for having me back, I can't wait for you to
replace welcome back.
Diet Coke.
I was just going to say, enjoy all the Diet Coke you got.
I will, bitch.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.